91X News.
It's minus 17 degrees and sunny at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. President Vladimir Putin says accusations of U.S. President Donald Trump's collusion with Russia have damaged the U.S. political system and demonstrated disrespect for those who voted for Trump. Zarya Shakli reports.
Putin has again rejected claims of interference in the U.S. presidential election, saying that the accusations against Trump have been spread by his political opponents in a bid to undermine his legitimacy. He says that he is puzzled by the infighting, which he thinks damages the domestic political situation and shows a lack of respect for voters who chose Trump. However, Putin has noted Trump's achievements, saying that growing markets have demonstrated investors' confidence in Trump's economic course. I'm Zarya Shakili.
A second bridge over the Bay of Quinte may be coming soon to Belleville. Daria Baguziva has more.
On Monday, City Council heard from the Ministry of Transportation about its plan to rehabilitate the Norris Whitney Bridge, also known as the Bay Bridge. To increase traffic capacity, the options for the bridge are to widen, twin, or replace it. Neil Ahmed from the consultant firm WSP said that building a twin bridge is the preferred option.
Moving forward with a twinning, using the existing bridge, because it's not an old bridge, it still has lots of life left in it, but using that as two lanes in one direction and building two new lanes on a separate bridge, either to the east or to the west of the existing bridge. We think this is the best choice, and we're going to be providing all of the detail of why that's the best choice and for public comment.
There will also be wider cycling and pedestrian lanes. A first public information meeting will be held today from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Bankit Center at Alhambra Square. A second public meeting will be held next summer. After that, the ministry hopes to finalize the plan by the end of next year. Daria Baguziva, QNET News, Belleville.
Belleville police dealt with an incident that happened last night. A 35-year-old man from Warkworth was arrested for shoplifting at a business in the north end of Belleville. The man was charged with theft under $5,000 and possession of counterfeit money. He will appear in provincial court January 25th. Belleville police have personally delivered hot chocolate and a cookie to the 29 crossing guards in Belleville. In partnership with Starbucks, the Belleville Police Service has given hot chocolate and cookies to 24 of the 29 crossing guards working in Belleville as a sign of appreciation and a holiday surprise for their work throughout the year. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission is voting today on rules governing net neutrality. ABC's Brad Milkey says advocates of the regulations are bracing for a long fight.
Since 2015, the internet has been treated like a public utility, giving regulators broad power over your internet service provider. Regulators declared the internet should remain neutral, meaning cable companies can't block or slow down services to sites based on who they like or who's paying them. Critics say that policy hampers free market competition and that perhaps giants like Netflix should pay more to have their content streamed. The new head of the FCC, who once worked for Verizon, has suggested removing that utility tag.
Many Americans worry that the cable and phone companies will be able to control what they see and do online. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau used a Liberal caucus Christmas party to rally his troops. He talked about his government's achievements during a speech at the Ottawa event last night. He told his caucus they must continue to keep promises during the last election.
There's still a lot more work to do, but I think we're on the right track. Make no mistake, as we head into the new year, we need to work harder than ever to deliver on our commitments and build a better Canada for all Canadians. And I have no doubt that with your help, we will do just that.
Trudeau also talked about the challenges politicians face in their personal lives and being able to spend enough time with their families. The Canadian Real Estate Association is cutting its home sales forecast for next year and downgrading its projections for this year, too. Don Kelly reports.
CREA says the cuts it's predicting are due to the impact of tighter mortgage regulations taking effect in the new year, which it says will erode affordability. It now expects national sales activity this year to decline by 4% and is forecasting a drop of 5.3% next year. The association says the national average price of a home is expected to rise by 4.2% this year to $510,400 and dip by 1.4% in 2018. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
The survivor of a northern Saskatchewan plane crash says he thought he heard something odd shortly after takeoff. Willie John Loron was one of the 22 passengers on a Westwind Aviation turboprop that went down near Fond du Lac Airport early last night. No one was killed, but a number of people were seriously injured. Loron says the twin-engine plane started acting strangely just moments after it left the runway.
The plane was just moving up and down, side by side. The last I remember is touch on ground, something now, it's the last I know.
Loron was flying to Prince Albert with his wife and disabled daughter. All three were left battered by the crash, but Loron says they're happy to be alive. The colossal wildfire burning northwest of Los Angeles is now the fourth largest in California history, and authorities say it will likely keep growing as increasing winds fan the flames. State officials said today that the so-called Thomas Fire, straddling coastal Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, now covers nearly 400 square miles. That surpasses a blaze that burned inland Santa Barbara County a decade ago. The fire is 30% contained after destroying 970 structures. The National Weather Service says extreme fire danger conditions from dry Santa Ana winds could last throughout the weekend. That's QNET News on 91X to 1207 p.m. Sports is next.
A message from Quinty Waste Solutions.
How do you recycle glass? First of all, if the glass can be refunded at the beer store or LCBO, this is the best way to recycle glass bottles and jugs. For things like jars, residents can place glass items on top of the fibrous blue box. The important thing to remember with glass is that if it is broken, it must go in the garbage, or else it poses a safety risk for our drivers. Glass has to be visible so it can be separated properly instead of getting broken in the truck. Thank you for taking the time to recycle your glass with care.
This has been a message from Quinty Waste Solutions.
Good afternoon, I'm Sabrina MacDonald with QNET Sports. In AHL news, last night the Belleville Senators had a game with the Binghamton Devils. The Sens won by 1 point and finished the score with a score of 4-3. The Ontario Reign had a victory game with the Texas Stars and completed the game with a final score of 4-2. Also, the Providence Bruins went head-to-head against the Hershey Bears. The Bruins won with a score of 3-0. In NHL news, the Nashville Predators had a victory game against the Vancouver Canucks and finished with a score of 7-1. The Boston Bruins won last night. They took on the Detroit Red Wings and finished with a score of 3-2. Last but not least, the Dallas Stars finished a game against the New York Islanders and won by 3 points. The final score was 5-2. The Ottawa Senators snapped a five-game losing streak with a 3-2 win over the New York Rangers. Senators goaltender Craig Anderson, with 27 saves, says they played well after dropping 12 of their previous 13.
It was big for us to get some momentum. I think getting the first goal there was a big positive lift for us to stay on track and continue with our game plan. And it was a big game for a lot of guys in here. And I thought, our attitude and the way we approached the game was excellent.
P.K. Subban scored twice, including once from center ice, as the Nashville Predators buried the Vancouver Canucks 7-1. Subban says his team showed why it has just two regulation losses in its last 16 games.
You know, we're the type of team that when we attack, we're really tough to defend against, and we saw some of the skill come out as the game went on. I mean, we got some really skilled players on this team that can make plays. We saw that.
The Canucks host San Jose tomorrow, while the Predators are in Edmonton tonight. In NBA news, here are last night's scores. The Los Angeles Clippers took on the Orlando Magic. The LA Clippers beat out the Magic with a score of 106-95. The Portland Trail Blazers and Miami Heat had a game last night as well. Who won? The Trail Blazers had the victory, and the score was 102-95. Last night at 7:30, the Boston Celtics went head-to-head against the Denver Nuggets. The Celtics won the game with a score of 124-118. Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy says quarterback Aaron Rodgers is getting ready to play against the Carolina Panthers this weekend. Rodgers was medically cleared to return from a collarbone injury. He missed the last seven games after breaking his right collarbone in week 6 at Minnesota. Rodgers says he knows what he'll be able to do going into Sunday's game at Carolina.
Obviously, I think there's an expectation of the way I play on Sunday and how I'm going to play. enjoy those expectations. I enjoy meeting those or exceeding those. That's what it means to be a leader in this locker room and the quarterback of this team is going out and performing and doing your job.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, as of right now, it's mainly sunny. Tonight, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness before morning with a low of minus 15. Tomorrow will be cloudy. Flurries beginning early in the morning. Risk of snow squalls and snow of about 5 centimeters. Winds will pick up to about 40 kilometers in the afternoon. Expect a high of minus 3. At 12:10 p.m., it's minus 17 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. News on 91X will be next at 1.